Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Today we're chatting with Brian. He is the head of public services over at the Lincoln Township Public Library. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to tell me about everything that you're up to.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So I guess first and foremost, let's talk a little bit about the Lincoln Township Public Library. That's in Stevensville.
Right.
What kind of things do you do day-to-day while you're there?
First of all, I'll point out by saying that we serve Lincoln, Royalton, and Baroda townships.
Okay.
People who have cards at the St. Joseph, Bridgman, or Berrien Springs Library also can get free accounts with us.
Mm-hmm.
They need to bring in their library card from their home library plus a photo ID and then sign up for a free account.
Okay, good to
Now, as far as what I do there, it's hard to summarize in one or two sentences, but my biggest responsibilities there are that I am in charge of the circulation desk. I'm also in charge of adult services. I schedule a lot of programming for adults. I order materials, nonfiction books primarily, but other things as well. Besides that, just... in general, helping with running the library with our director.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Where can we keep up with, I guess, some of the events that you do coordinate? Do you have a website, Facebook page? What do you suggest?
We have both. Go to LincolnLIB.org. On there, there is a Google Calendar for our events, and there's also an event registration page. The events that require pre-registration, you can go on there and do it yourself, or you're welcome to stop in or call us as well if you want to register for something.
Okay, very good. I'm going to have you come back later this month, and we'll kind of talk about some of those events that you plan if we can't touch on it today.
Mm-hmm.
However, you did mention that something that you do is order the nonfiction.
Right.
So tell me, I guess, your history with nonfiction. You said you've written a lot, right?
Well, I've written one book. Okay. I self-published it. I released it about 2 years ago. Besides that, I've written for several other websites and publications. I did so in college, and I continue to do so today. Besides that, I read mostly nonfiction in my spare time. I read some fiction, but I read a lot more nonfiction. I like, you know, biographies, sports, history, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of different stuff. I select and order the adult nonfiction books for the library's collection on a monthly basis as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for probably about 5 years or so now.
Okay. You just threw a lot at me. So I'm gonna make you rewind.
Sure.
Because I want to get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
What we're going to talk about today is actually this nonfiction writing workshop that you've been asked to kind of host.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into the details of that. But just know that Brian's going to be the one that is teaching this and that it is completely free. You can go and attend this. It's actually upcoming on May 20th. However, since you're the guy that we're going to get to hear from, I'm going to pick your brain if you don't mind.
Right, sure.
So where'd you go to school and what'd you go for?
I got my... bachelor's in political science from Hillsdale College.
Okay.
It's kind of ironic because I picked that major because I thought I would like it, but once I got towards the end of, you know, finishing my degree, I kind of decided I didn't like politics anymore.
Yeah.
Which that might not have been the intended effect, but so I decided to pursue a professional degree in library and information science. I had worked in a public library previously when I was in high school, and I really liked it. So I thought by earning that degree, I could improve my job prospects in the future. So I did that, and then I went back and worked at a couple other libraries part-time. I'm originally from Battle Creek. I moved to the area in 2012 when I was originally offered this position.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how you got interested in that, is it's you started in high school, really.
Yeah. My mom worked at our public library, and she knew tons of people that were still there, so I kind of had an easy in to get a job there,
mm-hmm,
and it just
mm-hmm.
kind of happened after that.
So when you started actually writing for websites, and what kind of things did you write? What kind of things?
I wrote for my college newspaper. It wasn't the main college newspaper. It was an alternate newspaper that was more of an opinion-based type thing.
Okay.
So I wrote monthly columns for them. Since then, I've just done a lot of writing in my spare time, either on my own computer. So some things I post on my blog, my personal blog. Other things I just write and don't share with anybody. I just keep mm-hmm. it to myself. Besides that, I have a opinion maker column in the Herald Palladium every 2 months. I'm part of their rotation for that. I also write for public libraries online. I am a book reviewer for them. And I also write for a website called Wrigleyville Nation, which is a big Chicago Cubs fan website as well.
My mom would love that about you. So tell me, I guess, what kind of things interest you? What do you like to write about when you're writing this nonfiction?
I don't really have anything specific. I'm not really, I have a little bit of experience writing fiction, but I'm much more of a nonfiction writer. Mm-hmm. I like to write about sports, especially baseball. Okay. I like to write about history. I like to write, you know, just general social commentary, I guess, just whatever I feel like talking about.
Now tell me about your book.
My book is called The Art of Being a Baseball Fan. I released it in 2016. I had one day in, it was early January of 2015, I was at home one day from work. I guess I had a day off or something. And we had a really bad snowstorm, so I was kind of stuck in the house, couldn't really do anything. So I sat down at my computer, and I started just writing an essay. I don't know what prompted me. I didn't know what the purpose was at the time. I just started writing an essay about the Steve Bartman incident. For those who don't know, he's a fan that interfered with a foul ball at a critical point in the playoffs back in 2003.
Yeah, like going into hiding.
Right, yeah. And to make a very long story short, things unraveled after that, and they didn't win the pennant, although they were really close. But I wrote, just out of the blue, I started writing an essay just recalling my experiences with that moment, what I've learned since then, and I just spent almost the whole day writing it. It was several pages long, and after that, I was like, you know what, I have a lot more to say about being a fan. I think I'm going to start writing a book and see where it goes, and 10 months later, I had it finished. Now, this was in 2015, so this was the year before they won the World Series. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time...
The Cubs.
Right,
so
yeah.
Cubs fan.
Right, right. So I spent a lot of time talking about my experience as a fan growing up, a lot of different topics that are important in the game today while describing what was happening on the field. And I released it before the 2016 season, so that was either very good or very bad timing, depending on how you look at it. But I self-published it. Chopped it around to some various agents, but I didn't get anywhere with that, so I decided to just use CreateSpace and publish it myself. And I had tons of fun writing it. It was a whole lot of fun. And
well, this is really interesting, I guess, for me to hear, because I know my mom, as I said, being one of them, there's lots of Cubs fans around
right,
here.
Yes.
So do you really, I guess, reference the Cubs quite often in this book?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. When I first started writing it, I envisioned it being a book just about baseball in general, and my Cubs fandom was going to be secondary to that, but they actually unexpectedly had a good year that year, but, you know, the year before they won the World Series, and so it kind of evolved more into a Cubs-type book, and the more general baseball aspect kind of fell secondary. It wasn't intended, but that's how it worked out.
I think what we what I'm seeing here is that you need to write more books about them when they're bad, and then they'll win,
I guess.
So where can we pick it up? Again, this is cool because you're local. So where can we pick this up if we do want to read it ourselves?
It is, it's through CreateSpace. So it's what we refer to as a print-on-demand book, meaning that you go on Amazon and they just print them as people order them.
And
so
the name of it is called?
The Art of Being a Baseball Fan.
Okay.
And yeah, you have to go on Amazon and purchase a copy. On there, they just print them as they're ordered. If you want me to come sign it, or if you want me to sign it or whatever, just stop by the library. I'll do it for you.
See, there you go. Otherwise, they can come and see you on the 20th, right?
Right.
So tell me what you've been invited to do that day.
Well, they actually found out about this because this is a nonfiction writing workshop, and I actually ran this event back in February for the library. We had a really good turnout, and the Herald Palladium actually came and did an article about it the next day.
Okay.
And somebody with the Berrien County Parks and Recreation Commission, they actually read the article and contacted me and asked me if I wanted to do the program again for their group. And I said, yeah. So we worked out a date. I'm doing it on behalf of the library, but it's an off-site event that I'm doing specifically for their organization.
And I believe that you just show up to this. Dick has come in and talked about this before. He's the one that invited you.
Yeah.
And what time does this kick off that day?
It's 2 on Sunday, May 20th.
Okay, so 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 20th. This is at the museum at the Courthouse Square County Park. That is in Berrien Springs. It's on Cass Street in Berrien Springs. So if you're familiar with the old courthouse, that's actually what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be there that day. About how long is this workshop?
It'll be approximately 2 hours.
Okay.
I'm planning on 2 hours because that's how long it lasted when I taught it at the library. So it might be a few minutes more or less, but about 2 hours.
Some things that you might cover. Who would you suggest comes to this? Someone that's already a writer or wants to start? What do you think?
Well, I had people of all writing levels when I taught this the first time at the library. I had people that had never written anything before, and I had some people that were already published. I had a good variety of people. I started off. I'll be starting off this event by talking about just overall general things you need to think about when you're starting a nonfiction writing project.
Yeah.
How to develop your story, who to think, you know, who you're going to be marketing it to, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a three-part class. That'll be the first part. The second part will be I'll be providing some writing tips. I'm going to have some sample sentences and paragraphs on the screen, and I'll be explaining, well, here's how you could improve this, here's how you can say it with less words or more words or whatever the case may be. And then I'll have people break up into groups, and they'll do some hands-on exercises. I'll give them some sample passages, and they'll be asked to edit it based on what I've talked about. And then the third part will be on logical fallacies. I'll talk about, because that's a little more specific to nonfiction. I'll be talking about different logical fallacies that people make when they are trying to make some kind of nonfiction argument. You know, straw man, red herring, those kinds of things. I'll be explaining what those mean and why it's important to avoid them. So pretty much anybody that's interested in writing can get something out of it, no matter what level you're at. But this is geared more towards people that do want to have a successful nonfiction project.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that gives us just a small little iceberg of what we're going to be able to see on the 20th. Otherwise, make sure you stop by and hang out with Brian again Sunday, May 20th. This is at the museum at Courthouse Square. That is the old courthouse in Berrien Springs on Cass Street. Starts at 2:00. Just show up and hang out with him that day for that nonfiction writing workshop. And Brian, it's been lovely talking to you. Learned so much about you today.
Yeah. Thank you.
You'll come back and tell me all about the programs that you have going on at the library for us over the next few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.